And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, here on North Country 99.3 FM, KKDQ, and online at trfradio.com. As we got a good one for you today, the second half of our doubleheader in volleyball and football today, featuring the same two schools, the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies and the Stephen Argall Central Storm. Jameson St. Germain here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field, home of the Storm, here in Argall today. Game number one of the season for the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies. As unfortunately we're not able to play their game on Friday, they will take on the Storm in their second game of the season as they are victorious in Nevis last week. So the Storm look to keep things rolling, and the Ponies look to get off to a nice start themselves, finally able to hit somebody else on the other side of the line of scrimmage. And so it's good to see these two teams going at it today. Always a good rivalry, as the Ponies have won the last two meetings dating back to last season. Both regular season and postseason, the Ponies were victorious over the Storm. So revenge of Stephen Argall Central, and the Ponies look to keep their run going. It is the Storm and the Ponies here coming up. Section 8-9 man, as we'll get right to our coach's comments here in our pregame show. Marcus of the Storm, coach, how you doing?
Good. Real good to be back in action here.
Yeah, so coach, game number two, ironically enough, this far into the season, but only game number two. You guys were victorious down in Nevis, I understand, and now you welcome in the Ponies today.
Yeah, it'll be a big night here to have Warren come up. Last year didn't go the way we wanted, so we're excited to play them again, and it'll be a fun night.
Yeah, absolutely, and of course for the Ponies, on the other side, first game of the season for them, unfortunately, they were not able to play last Friday with all this uncertainty, but now, of course, they'll be ready and set to play you guys today. So, Coach, game number two, talk about it. What needs to go right here from the start?
Well, we've got to be able to move the ball by ground and air. We've got to keep the ball, and most of all, we've got to finish. I think if we can gang tackle and prevent their big plays, that will be a big thing tonight. Last year, we gave up a few big plays, and that cost us real bad. So that's kind of our focus this week, and we're hoping that's how things are going to go tonight.
And coach, obviously a question that needs to be asked because of the situation. I understand maybe you don't have the full roster here today with some quarantine going on, so really you just have some guys step up?
Yeah, no, I think actually today I think we've got everybody back. Oh, okay. So the entire group is here, and we've been fortunate, and you know, the guys have done a good job of taking care of themselves, and I guess, you know, trying to prevent illness, and so we're doing okay.
Well, very good. I guess I was misquoted. But anyway, Coach, now just your final thoughts today. Again, a big game at that with the rivalry and everything. And so what do you tell your team before they hit the field today?
Well, I tell them, you know, it's a home game in Argall, and we need to do our best to demonstrate how we want to play and execute tonight, and put our best foot forward and move on to 2-0.
Coach, good to see you again. Great to chat. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And that again is head coach Ethan Marcus of the 1-0 Stephen Argall Central Storm talking about a big game tonight here against the Ponies of Warren, Alberto Oslo. And again, I have
6 points
with both head coaches. Those interviews will be coming up. So we'll hear from Coach Tony Gullickson of the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies. That's going to be coming up next as we continue the Riverview Health pregame show on KROX. We continue the Riverview Health pregame show on KROX as we talk with the head coach of the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies, Coach Tony Gullickson. And Coach, you're going to get that first game under your belt. You've had some time to practice. And first, how have the kids handled? You find out you're going to have, you could have some practice sessions, but they weren't official practices. Then you find out you get to have games, official practices. I'm sure it's been an exciting, crazy time for all the Pony coaches and players.
Yeah, it's been quite a roller coaster. Our kids are ready, though. At the beginning of the year, when we didn't think we'd have a game, we were allowed 12 practices, so we planned for those, and we told the kids that some school districts are going to do some more intramural type stuff, but we are going to prepare as if we're getting ready for our first game. And then rumors started flying about practice 3 into it that there was a chance that the Minnesota State High School League was going to change their mind, so to speak. So we talked about hope on day one of practice and being ready. Hold on to hope and be ready. It's been quite a grind. sick of banging on each other in practice, and they're ready to compete.
And then your first game, as it turns out to be this season, is going to be against one of your big rivals, the Stephen Argyle Storm, and that has to, I'm sure you won't have to give a rah-rah speech before the game.
No, and it's up in fans there as far as coming to the game, supporting them, and seeing how the atmosphere changes when they're only allowed 250 total.
What should we expect from your team offensively?
Hold on to the ball as long as it's on the defense. You know, we're grinded out, try to most of the puck carrying for us, and Connor McPhill. Dillon will be the third back in the backfield, and Tyson Mortimer will be starting at quarterback this week.
And how about on the defensive end? What should we expect from the Ponies?
You should expect high rounds of the football and tackle, swarm, and being the hammer, not the name. This is going to be a fun defense to watch. Athletic, we got most of our team from last year back on defense, so it should be the side of the ball that carries us more.
Obviously, last year you had a great run. You make it to the state tournament. You had an outstanding offensive player, one of the best backs in the state, and losing him, so has it been, is it going to be by committee, or have you had some guys step up on the offensive end?
Well, like I said, Blaze Potocek will be doing most of the carrying for us. He was the wing back for us last year, so he's going from the four spot to what we call the three spot. And the three spot in our offense, Connor McPhill was starting fullback, so he's used to that role. I think I know we have the offense designed to give him more touches and in different areas. And Thomas Jones played a lower, especially in the last third of the season. We started practice games, the most important games in our program as 9-man team. And he was started at wing back for us, so we bring back a lot of experience there. And like I said, we lose a couple seniors, and they were great. But the kids that we have now have lifted weight. They've stepped up their games, and they're ready to fill the shoes. Like, you know, every program around, you know, have a lot of seniors on the team. You usually do all right, and we do this year. I think we have 9.
Well, that's great, and a lot of very experienced returners coming back as well. How about the health of the team? How are you there?
We're solid. I think we're at 100%.
Can you narrow it down to 2 or 3 keys for a Warren Alvarado Oslo victory?
Obviously, it's always turnovers. You know, we gotta control the turnover game, keep the ball, and having short field opportunities for ourselves. That was the key up here. The next one is special teams, and they did the long snapping, punting, kicking for us, field goals, and all that stuff. So some relatively new faces doing a lot of our special teams.
Well, Coach, we thank you for talking with us, and we wish you best of luck against the Storm.
All right, appreciate it.
That is the head coach of the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies, Coach Tony Gullickson. We thank him for talking with us on the Riverview Health pregame show. We will take a break. We'll be back. We will hear from the head coach of the Stephen Argyle Storm, Coach Ethan Marcus. His pregame comments going to be coming up next.
OX as we talk with the head coach of the Stephen Argyle Storm, Coach Ethan Marcus. And Coach, you're coming off a season opening victory over Nevis, and looks like you had a pretty balanced offensive attack, both running and throwing the ball.
Yeah, I think overall it was a decent night in both regards. The guys, we had a reasonable run total and a nice pass total, which is sometimes a little untypical as of late, and but that was nice. I think we finished the game with only one less reception than Nevis, which I thought was a really good night, because they passed the ball quite a bit, and they finished with 11 completions, and we finished with 10, so I thought, well, that's a pretty good night.
Was that something that you were planning on doing coming into the game, passing a lot, or is that just how it worked out as the game went along?
Well, I think a little bit of both. You know, I think there's a few changes this year, and, you know, every year guys bring different abilities and skill at position, and sometimes things are more favorable, and I think Zach did a nice job. He's learning. He's been working with Coach College here and learning and settling in a little bit, and we have some, I feel, very athletic tight ends and backs, so I think that's something that hopefully can be a nice asset this year.
How about defensively? Were you happy with how you played?
Well, that's a tough one because, as I mentioned, Nevis, you know, they run a fairly unique offense, and the entire night it was, I guess, what you'd probably call a spread type approach, and you don't see that very often. You don't get a lot of live reps against it, and they're very good at it, so it's a challenge. It was last year as well, but I will say we came up with 4 real big fourth-down stops there to to kill their drives. And then also, you just adjust as best you can. They've got good skill, and their quarterback had a real good game. I think he accounted for almost 90% of their total offense and running and passing. He had a great night. But overall, I would say it was a good night for us to be able to limit them and come up with some big stops when we needed them.
Well, you get ready to take on Warren Alvarado Oslo, and the Ponies weren't able to play their first game. What do you know about them, anything?
Well, I guess we just have to go off of history and what we know based on players and what they've done in the past. And it's probably a game where you have to be ready for a variety of situations on both sides of the ball. So it'll be a fun game, exciting game. I mean, they didn't play, and we did, so I suppose it's a bit of a disadvantage not to have any view of them, but we'll have to just go in and adjust on the fly.
And I'm sure some of you, all of your players remember last year as well, how the season ended.
Yeah, that's, I don't think anybody anywhere is happy about that, and that was disappointing, and they had a strong team, and they played a good game, and we came up short, and that's certainly not what we wanted to happen, so see if we can't... We're happy to have another shot at them tonight.
How about the health of your team? How are you doing there?
Overall, pretty good. It was a good first game. I think everyone, in that first game, sometimes get banged up a little bit, but nothing major, and I think we'll be okay, and I think we're ready for tonight.
Can you narrow it down to two or three keys for a Storm victory tonight?
Well, we need to gang tackle, and we can't give up the big play. That hurt us. It's hurt us in the past, and then we need to have a more balanced, consistent attack offensively. We got to be able to finish drives and come up with a few big plays of our own.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you talking with us. We wish you best of luck tonight, and we'll see you later.
Thank you. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah. That is the head coach of the Stephen Argyle Storm, Coach Ethan Marcus. His Storm 1-0 on the year after a nice win at Nevis in the first week. They're getting ready to take on the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies. The Ponies playing their first game of the season after their game last week was canceled with Clearbrook Convict. The Ponies, I'm sure the Ponies remember, and Stephen Argyle, they remember very well how the season ended for the Storm at the hands of Warren Alvarado Oslo. Although the stakes are not the same, still the Storm looking for a little payback. The Ponies, they want to show in their first game that they're going to be tough once again this year.
Apologize, folks. I had Coach Miska on a conversation, but just not able to find the file here, but just kind of mocking what Coach Miska had said. Of course, without Gullickson today, he'll likely return next week as head coach, but Coach Miska just basically telling the boys to go out there and have some fun. I mean, you finally get an opportunity to play a game, absent the last week, I should say, with the Ponies not able to play their game with Clearbrook-Gonvick due to the COVID situation. And so again, just got to go out and get their assignments all completed here today. Starts at the line of scrimmage with the big boys up front. And of course, they'll have a different quarterback today with Gavin Gullickson in quarantine as well. They'll have just a sophomore in there today, Tyson Mortimer, very good athlete in basketball, and so we'll get to see him on the football field here today. So again, likely we'll see, of course, as just mentioned, Mortimer at quarterback for the Ponies, which will get to our official starting lineups here later in the pregame show before kickoff. But again, we apologize. That was a good interview too I had with Coach Ben Miska. So unfortunately not able to get that file here on the pregame show today with our Roxbury Truck Repair coach's comments, but Coach Miska, a well-spoken young man, and of course, going to do a nice job here tonight for Warren Alvarado Oslo, and had a good conversation with both him and Coach Marcus of the Storm here in the pregame show here this evening. So that concludes our coach's comments, courtesy of Roxbury Truck Repair. So we'll take a break when we come back. Keys to the game for both teams, followed by starting lineups before we kick this one off. Game number two for the Storm, game number one for the Ponies here of Warren Alvarado Oslo comes your way in just a few moments here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle tonight here in North Country 99.3. Booth in Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle, Minnesota. Great to have you with us here in the second half of our high school sports doubleheader today here on North Country 99.3. As again, we had volleyball earlier between the Ponies and Storm. Now we move to Argyle for the football contest here between the Ponies and the Storm. Now we'll go into our keys to the game. Stop for the visiting Ponies today. Again, this is game number one, And so it's important for them to get off to a good start. As you know, you mentioned to start the season, you know, it could be some kinks in there. It could be some just some rust because obviously their first game action here this season today. They're missing their starting quarterback, but a viable one setting in there or stepping in for him in Tyson Mortimer. We have not seen him yet, but just have heard good things about him. So for the Ponies, again, get some good high percentage plays for him. Some you got to win the battle up front on the line of scrimmage if you get the ball first, or if you start on defense. Three and out would be huge for this team. So a good tone setter for the Ponies would be great. And then, of course, win the battle of the line of scrimmage. We'll get the keys for the Storm after this message from the Northern State Bank of Thief River Falls. And welcome back in the middle of our keys to the game here for this one. Again, the Stephen Argyle Central Storm and the Warren Everett Wasilla Ponies. Got the keys for the Ponies. Now we'll get the keys for the Storm here this evening. Well, for the Storm, again, game number two. I understand they looked pretty sharp down in Nevis in week one last week. So again, build on that momentum if you're the Storm. Win the turnover battle, always a key in every game, and we'll list that one first for the Storm here tonight. And of course, just do the little things right. Wrap up, gang tackle, go for the football if you can, but nonetheless, keep your shoulders square and hit those assignments as needed. That's keys for both teams.
Back to Argyle as we have high school football on the air as the Stephen Argyle Storm get ready to host the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies. Taking a look at our starting lineup, first in welding and machine starting lineups. First for the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies, we will announce their, let's go with their offense first. The starting quarterback will be Tyson Mortimer, a 6'2", 175-pound sophomore. Also in the backfield will be running backs Blaze Potacek, a 5'9", 168-pound senior. Thomas Jones, a 5'9", 140-pound senior. And Connor Mercil, a 5'11", 170-pound senior. Across the line, the tight ends will be Jackson Winterovich, a 6'5", 172-pound sophomore. Hunter Kasparovich, a 5'8", 160-pound senior. Then the three interior linemen, the center is Nevin Ness, a 5'11", 183-pound senior, Kyle Kleinwachter, a 6-foot, 200-pound senior, and Kobe Otero, a 6-foot, 190-pound junior. The Stephen Argyle Storm defense, they will start with a five-man front. They'll have Colton Paniak, a 5'11", 175-pound senior, then Caden Mooney, a 6-foot, 210-pound senior, Jaden Kasparovich is at nose guard, 6-foot, 220-pound junior, Trent Voitilla, a 5'11", 175-pound senior, and the right defensive end will be Cole Schapansky, a 6'1", 212-pound senior. The two linebackers will be James Lindgren, a 6-foot, 170-pound senior, James Peterson, a 5'7", 160-pound senior. The two defensive backs, they will be Brandon Kroll, a 6'2", 175-pound senior, and Colin McGregor, a 5'11", 160-pound junior. That is a look at your starting lineups for the Stephen Argyle Storm. They're in their navy blue jersey tops with the yellow numbers and a white Storm across right above the top of the jersey. They have the yellow pants with the white socks. That's the fashion note for the Storm. For the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies, they're in their white jersey tops with the black numbers. They have the orange trim and also the orange lettering of Ponies across the front of their jersey, and they're wearing the black pants. Stephen Argyle Storm, they go with the navy blue helmet, the dark navy blue, and then they have the Charger and, Storm logo at the on the helmet on each side. The Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies, they have the black helmet with the horseshoe, the orange horseshoe on the helmet. So there's your fashion note for tonight. Now we're just moments away from the kickoff as the Stephen Argyle Storm hosting the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies in a big Section 8 9-man matchup right here on KROX. You can also listen online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. It is Parents' Night, so they're honoring the parents as they're being introduced, and they're coming out to the field to stand with their son or daughter on the cheerleading side as well.
Ponies coached by Tony Gullickson, but he's out tonight, so acting head coach Ben Miska. Other assistants are Todd Mortimer and Jeremy Tallum. And the coaching staff for the Storm, Ethan Marcus, the head coach, Matt Kralik, Tony Safransky, Jesse Sunby, and Zach Risky are the assistants for the Storm this season. Team being introduced, now we'll have national anthem time here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field. It's the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies and the Stephen Argyle Central Storm in Section 8 9-man football. The kickoff comes your way next on North Country 99.3. The Ponies are in Section 8 9-man football. here in Argyle tonight, Jay Sorensen Memorial Field on Parents Night for Stephen Argyle Central. Tonight's opening kickoff is brought to you by the friendliest places in town. Teeing it up here is Mercell for the Ponies. Back deep is Lindgren and Peterson for the Storm. And away we go with the opening kick of this one. Picked up here by Peterson, and Peterson tripped up, and a good play on the tackle here for Warren of Owoslo. And 55 on their roster, but one of their unnamed players. And so the Storm rather will start first and 10 from its own 37-yard line. Here to start this possession off, McGlynn under center. In motion is Lindgren. He'll give it to Lindgren. Fumble on the play, and Lindgren has to cover it up in the backfield. And so a sloppy start on the first down for the Storm as they'll move back a few yards on the play. Back to the 33-yard line. And that'll bring up a second down at about 15 here for the Storm. So a loss of five for Lindgren on the exchange on the fumble between him and McGlynn. Second down, early movement on the line here, and question is who jumped first. Looks like it will be against the Ponies, so that 5 yards will be given back here to the Storm on an offside call for a neutral zone infraction, if you will, against the Ponies of Warren Alvarado Oslo. First penalty of the ball game, just 31 seconds in.
And that'll be a 5-yard penalty.
So again, on defense is Podacek, Jones, Mercell, Otero, Rodriguez, Ness, Merkins, Rodriguez, and Kylan for the Ponies. Here to start things off in 2020 in their first game of the season. Second and 10. McGlynn looking to pass, throws to the left, and it is caught near side Brandon Cole, and down the sideline goes Cole, and he's finally ridden out of bounds by Thomas Jones inside the 30-yard line. A beautiful fake by McGlynn on the play, fooled everybody. And Kroll was wide open down the sideline. So Kroll, a nice gain for the first pass of the game. Down to the Pony 25-yard line. A 38-yard completion. First and 10. They give this time to Peterson up the gut, and he's met right away by Noah Rodriguez, the big fella in the middle for Warren Alvarado Oslo. And no gain for Peterson on the play.
That was James Peterson on McCary.
And that'll bring up second down and 10 here for the Storm. Again at the Pony 25-yard line. Again, 38 yards on the completion to Brandon Kroll from McGlynn. Second down and 10. Lindgren in motion. They get Peterson running off the right side, following the blockers of Lindgren and company. And this time Peterson will get positive yardage. Close to the 20-yard line, spotted at about the 21-yard line. He'll get four on second down. And that'll bring up third down and six here for the Storm. Inside the 21-yard line of Warren Albert Oslo. In motion again, Lindgren. And the give this time, Peterson, and he's met right away again. Great stand by that Pony defensive line. And in on the stop on the play, Kobe Otero leading the charge, brings up fourth down and about seven. It'll be a loss of a yard for Peterson on the play. So fourth and seven for the Storm. No hesitation. They split him out wide here. McGregor to the left and Lindgren to the right. One man in the backfield behind McGlynn. Fourth down. McGlynn looks to pass. Throws over the middle. It is incomplete. Looking for the intended receiver on the far side. As he was looking on the play for Colton Paniak. So turnover on downs for the Storm following that big play to Kroll. The Ponies defense comes up big with a couple TFLs on the series. So now the Pony offense will take over, led by the sophomore quarterback Tyson Mortimer. A big kid, 6'2". Weighs about 175 pounds, so Mortimer comes out to start on offense here for the Ponies. First down and 10, miscommunication, but a stutter step handoff here. Podacek up the middle, and he'll get some yards here. It looked like a possible loss on the play, but Podacek sidesteps his defender and able to get some positive yards on first down up to the 25, a gain of three for Blaze Podacek. It'll be second down and seven at the 25 as the drive started from the 22 here for the Ponies. Just about 3 minutes into our opening quarter here in Argyle tonight. Great to have you with us here on North Country 99.3. Second down and seven. Mortimer again. This time up the middle. Running hard on the play is Mercell. And Connor Mercell is close to a first down. He looks to have it and does. So Mercell, a hard worker on offense for the Ponies. And also on defense, a 5'11 junior linebacker and fullback. He gets it up to the 34-yard line. And a run of nine on Mercell's first carry. First and 10, they toss it out left to Potacek, met in the backfield, and Potacek is brought down near the line of scrimmage. Good pursuit on the far side as Colton Paniak was the first one there, and he wrapped him up for no gain.
Colton Paniak on the tackle.
So Potacek now two carries for 3 yards so far to start his evening. And second down and 10, Warren Alvarado Oslo from its own 34. In a scoreless tie just about 4 minutes in. And a fake by Mortimer. Up the middle they go to Mercell again. And Mercell with good yardage. Up the middle, up to the 43-yard line. Depending on the spot, either the 42 or the 43, depending on. And they will move it forward to the 43. So a run of nine for Mercell. Third down and one for the Ponies. As the running game working so far here for the Ponies. And third down and one. This time Potacek tripped up in the backfield, trying to get upfield, but Potacek, Lindgren takes him down along with Cole Schepansky on the stop. And that'll bring up fourth down at about four, maybe five. And it will be fourth and five here for the Ponies. And Potacek losing four on the play. And now back to punt, a low snap here, and, oh, a straight-up in the air punt. And the ball angling towards the Pony sideline, out of bounds, near the 44-yard line. A punt of about six. And that is where the Storm will take over for second possession. When we come back at North Country 99.3. You're back, first down run, first carry of the ball game here for Michael Jacobson on this next possession. And Jacobson picks up about three on first down on his first carry. A senior fullback, Michael Jacobson. And now second down and about seven for the Storm at the Pony 40-yard line. In motion here is McGregor. They give it to him, running right on a sweep. McGregor running room down the right sideline. McGregor still on his feet and finally ridden out of bounds on the far side by Thomas Jones. Lots of room to run there for McGregor. The line does a nice job busting it open on that sweep to the right. And a first down for the Storm up to the 22-yard line. And a run of 18 for McGregor. McGregor, a junior running back here for the Storm this season. First and 10, Storm on the move, second possession of the game. And McGlynn rolling to his left, looks over the middle, pass is incomplete through the hands of Lindgren as he had it for just a split second. And then it drops to the turf, incomplete, second and 10 upcoming. So far McGlynn 1-for-3 through the air, 38 yards on that completion to Brandon Kroll, which sparked the opening drive, but of course did not result in points. Thanks to some good defensive stands there by Warren Alvarado Oslo on that opening drive. Second and 10 for the Storm now at the Pony 22-yard line. Scoreless tie, 6:04 to go. First quarter here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle. Second down and 10. They give Lindgren, cutting it upfield, diving ahead, and he's chopped down near the 20. So a short gain there for Lindgren on second down. Brings up third down and about eight. So the first official carry for Lindgren of the ballgame. Because again, he had to cover up that fumble on the opening drive. So third and eight, Storm at the Pony 20-yard line. Jacobson remains in at fullback. split to the left. Here is McGregor and Lindgren to the right. Third down, McGlynn looks to pass, throws pass, caught to the far side for Paniak, and he's ridden out of bounds inside the 10-yard line, and that will be enough for a first down. As Colton Paniak, an athletic tight end for the Storm, it's a good gain down to the 7-yard line, a gain of 13, and a first down and goal now for the Storm.
First and goal.
Second completion for McGlynn, already 51 yards through the air for Zachary McGlynn, a quarterback. First down and goal, Storm at the 7. In motion, Lindgren. They toss it left. Lindgren running left. Gets in, and he's in for the touchdown as he cut it upfield. It's a lot of space to run with there, and the speedster Lindgren gets the Storm on the board first here in this one. So Lindgren in from 7 yards out.
7-yard touchdown run by Colton, or by...
And now the attempt on the extra points here for the Storm as Jaden Kasprovich, the kicker for the Storm, Lindgren to hold. And the snap is good, hold is good, kick on the way, and it is also good here for Jaden Kasprovich. 5:17 to go in the first quarter. It is the Storm 7. And the Ponies nothing on our Pizza Hut scoreboard here on North Country 99.3. Back in a moment. Robich, it is a short bouncing kick and fumbled on the play, and having to down it is Jones right at his own 20-yard line. As Jones couldn't handle the football there for a second and then fell to his knees, and that is where he'll be marked down for a no net return on the play. So the Ponies backed up to their own 20-yard line here on this next possession. As the Ponies had something going on their first possession following some momentum change after holding the Storm on fourth down. And then just went backwards on third down, had to punt. And now a chance for redemption here, down 7-0 for the Ponies on their second possession. First and 10, fumbled snap, ball is loose, and it looked like Mortimer able to cover it back up here for the Ponies. And again, you know, another thing to look at for tonight, Mortimer is getting his first career start at quarterback just as a sophomore, with Gavin Gullickson unable to play tonight here for Warren Alberto Oslo in quarantine. So that's one thing to keep an eye on, but again, certainly a good athlete is Mortimer as well, as we've highlighted. And no gain on the fumbled snap, so second down. And a run up the middle, this time Marcel once again plowing forward, getting as much as he can, and looks like 1 yard is all he'll be able to get on this play. And a good stand by that defensive front of the Storm brings up 3rd and 9 for the Ponies at their own 21-yard line. So 3rd and 9, Ponies at their own 21, trailing 7-0 with 4:12 to play in the opening quarter here in Argyle. And Mortimer. Broken up play in the backfield. Looked like he tried to give it off here to one of his up backs, and Mortimer just has to take it forward and get no gain on the play, and a broken play, and that'll bring up 4th down and 9 here for the Ponies, and they'll be back into punt here. So trying to think, see who the number is for the Ponies on their punter. Lindgren back deep for the Storm. Low snap, and just getting it away, Angel Rodriguez. Fielded by Lindgren at his 48-yard line. Lindgren with a lane up the sideline, and Lindgren finally driven out of bounds on the far side by Kirby Kylan. On the stop inside Pony territory at about just inside the 35. And they'll spot it at the 32-yard line. So a good return of 16 there for Lindgren on the punt for Warren Alvarado Oslo. And great field position again for the Storm at the Pony 32. First down and 10, the give again, Peterson up the gut he goes. Peterson inside the 10, the 5, and touchdown. James Peterson shoots out of a cannon and takes it right up the middle. Nearly untouched. Someone finally got a hand out of him, on him just inside the goal line, and that was it. So a 32-yard touchdown run for James Peterson. And it's quickly 13-0. Stephen Argyle Central on top. Here with 3:20 to go in this opening quarter. On what has turned out to be a pretty nice night here in Argyle tonight. The sun peeking through the clouds now. A breezy night. As the PAT unit back on for the Storm. Kasprovich, Lindgren the hold. Kick is on the way. Line drive kick. Yeah, through the uprights, it is good. So 2 for 2 for Kasprovich thus far. And so far, the Storm rolling things over here in the first quarter of play with 2 touchdown runs. One from Lindgren and now 1 from Peterson. Ponies need a quick answer. They get it back when we come back here in North Country 99.3. And welcome back again. 14-0 Stephen Argyle Central. Keeping their momentum going after their 36-14 win last Friday in Nevis. And as for the Ponies, again, down their starting quarterback and head coach tonight. Need to get something going here quick as they trail early. And now a kick angling to the sideline, but it stayed in bounds. And it's picked up on the far side by Podacek. It looked like he was going to go out of bounds, but it bounced back in. And Podacek just tries to get anything possible out of it. And he gets it up to the 29, gets a return of about 7, maybe 8 on the play. And again, that's a tough call for Podacek. He either let it bounce, get an illegal procedure penalty, maybe, but again, the ball taking a good bounce for the Storm to stay in bounds. And the Ponies now will start at their own 29-yard line for their third possession of this opening quarter. First down and 10. Mortimer gives up the middle. Podacek finds some running room, cutting it back up the left side, and Podacek shoved out of bounds after a good gain on first down, just shy of the first down. A 9-yard pickup for Podacek up to the 38-yard line. And that'll bring up second and 1 now for the Ponies at their own 38. Again, our Pete Tutt scoreboard, 14-0 Storm here in the opening quarter. Volleyball match went to the Storm, 3-0. JV match also to the Storm, 2-0. And C team to the Storm, 2-0. Mortimer scrambles to the right and throws incomplete, intended for Podacek. Kroll was there on the coverage, but Mortimer had a lot of defenders chasing him down to the near sideline, and Mortimer was running out of real estate, got rid of it, and just threw it a little behind Podacek. That brings up third down and 1. Now for the Ponies, first pass attempt of the game as well for Mortimer. Third down and 1 here for the Ponies, 3:03 to go opening quarter here from Argyle. Storm 14, Ponies nothing here in North Country 99.3. So third and 1. Podacek in motion from right to left. And they try to give it up the middle. Ball comes loose as Mortimer's brought down for the sack. And it's recovered by the Storm. As coming up with the recovery here, it looked like Lindgren and also Cole Schapansky in on the recovery as well. And the disastrous start continues here for the Ponies in a deep hole. And it looks like the Storm in great field position again here late in the first quarter. First down and 10, Storm at the 33. McGlynn rolling left. All kinds of time to throw. Finds Lindgren open. And Lindgren plows ahead forward. And he's got enough for a Storm first down inside the 20. Shoved out of bounds by a couple Pony defenders here. It was Podacek, along with Marcel and Jones as well. So a pickup of 13 on the pass play for Lindgren. His first reception. And make it 15 down to the 18-yard line. They respotted it. So first and 10, Storm now at the 18. In motion here is McGregor. And they give it to him. Sweep to the right. Cuts through. McGregor trying to cut it back, and he's brought down. And finally rolled down, and a late flag comes in as McGregor's helmet is ripped off. And it could be what the flag is here, I'm guessing, in the vicinity of a face mask, because it came in late. And face mask is the call here against the Ponies, so tack on more yardage here.
Penalty against the Ponies.
After the run by McGregor, as he was chopped down inside the 11-yard line.
to the goal. First and goal from the 5.
So now first and goal from the 5-yard line for the Storm. In motion is Lindgren. McGlynn fakes the pitch, throws it out left, and it is caught for the touchdown. Brandon Kroll left alone on the far side, and the score goes to 20-0 Storm here late in this first quarter. So a 5-yard touchdown pass here from McGlynn to Kroll. First touchdown pass of the game here for McGlynn on his 4th completion, 2nd reception for Brandon Kroll. Kasprabajan for the point after attempt. Another good snap and hold. The kick is on the way, and it is a knuckleball type kick, and it just sails wide left, no good. 2:34 to go, opening quarter. On the Pizza Hut scoreboard, it is the Storm 20, and the Ponies nothing here from Jay Sorensen Memorial Field on North Country 99.3. And welcome back here at North Country 99.3 online, trfrated.com. 2:34 to play, opening quarter here from Argyle tonight. The Storm 20 and the Ponies nothing. Kicking off here once again. And a squib kick here by Kasprabich and fielded by one of the upbacks of Warren Alvarado Oslo. And being brought down on the return here is Hunter Kasprabich. And the Ponies this time much better field position, and they'll start at their own 39-yard line. So first down and 10 here for the Ponies. Mortimer back onto the field. Getting the play call here as Ponies just looking for some positivity here on offenses. Again, they had a good start in their opening drive and then went backwards on one play on third down. And ever since then, it's been all Storm in this opening quarter. First and 10, Mortimer gives up the middle, and running hard here is Marcel once again. And every time they give the ball to him, he seems to get, you know, a good 3-4, if not 5, after the initial contact. And Marcel does just that here as well, up to the 43, and a run of 4 here for Marcel on first down. 4 carries, 23 yards now for Connor Marcel, the junior fullback and linebacker. As the clock winds, under 2 minutes left to play here in this opening quarter in Argyle, still a 20-0 lead for the Storm. Second down, and they give it to Potacek on the sweep to the left, and a kind of some trouble there on the exchange between Mortimer and Potacek, and Potacek able to hang on and get outside for about a yard, maybe 2. And that'll bring up third down and about 5 here for the Ponies. So third down and about 4, maybe 5 here for the Ponies. And now we get a timeout called here by the Warren Alvarado Oslo Ponies. It'll be our first timeout called in the ballgame, which means it's an Earl's Market timeout. Back, big third down for the Ponies. 3rd and 4, flags fly here. And we had movement on both sides of the line here. What will be the call? It'll be false start on the Ponies as they are called here. And that's a crucial penalty right there. Backs them up to a 3rd and 9 situation after the timeout. And that is something that, of course, that did not need to happen for the Ponies. With 1:20 to go in this opening quarter, down 3 scores. And just trying to get something going and get a first down here to keep this drive going. 3rd down and 9. Mortimer under center. Back to pass is Tyson Mortimer. Throws downfield, going for Potacek, and just out of his reach. He had a step on Kroll, and if Potacek brings that in, he's gone. Pretty good speed does Blaze Potacek have. And the pass sailed just a couple yards in front of him. And that'll bring up 4th down and 9 for the Ponies. Following their 3rd penalty of this opening quarter. And definitely that play was there. Mortimer bought some time, had some good blocking up front, and stepped up in the pocket and just missed his man downfield. Again, breezy conditions today, so long passes, of course, going to be interesting. And a punt downfield, a good one at that. Lindgren fields it at his own 26. Lindgren cuts it upfield, drawn to the right side, tries to get back. Flag comes in, and likely in the vicinity of a block in the back or hold against the Storm, but we'll check it here. as Lindgren brought down inside the 35. And that is about where the flag sits as well. And block in the back is the call against the Storm. Their first penalty of the ball game.
Block in the back.
And that'll back them up. Yeah, 10-yard penalty on the Storm, backing them up to their own 25.
10-yard penalty. Back to the 25.
To the Storm now with their fifth possession of this opening quarter here in Argyle, leading 20-0, 1:04 to go, late in the first. First down and 10, McGlynn under center. Gives it to his fullback. That is Jacobson this time, and Jacobson going to be brought down behind the line here. Let's see where they spotted here. It looks like he'll get no gain on the play. Good pursuit again by that interior line that warned Alvarado Oslo. Second down and 10 for the Storm at their own 25. Second down run. This is Jacobson once again and finding some open space up the middle inside the 32, if not the 33. We'll wait on the official spot, and that could be the final play in this opening quarter, depending on what Coach Marcus and the Storm want to do. And they'll spot it at the 33, a run of 8 for Jacobson, and that will be, I know they're going to hustle to the line here, but it looks like they might run out of time, and they will. It looked like they were going to try to run one more play there, but they'll let the quarter expire here after the first quarter of play. After one in Argyle, it is the Storm 20, and the Ponies nothing here on Parents' Night for the Storm. Quarter number 2 and a third down and 2 situation comes up next for the Storm right after this timeout on North Country 99.3. Third down and 2 and a crucial third down for the Ponies as they are in need of a stop here. Third down and 2, McGlynn gives it, Jacobson running left, and they get the stop they needed. Good pursuit up front there by the Pony defensive line. Nevin Ness leading the way. And that is something the Ponies really needed to have happen there, as Jacobson knocked back for about a yard loss. It'll bring up 4th and 3. Here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. Or for the Storm, rather. And they'll send in the punt unit here with Colin McGregor. Here to punt it away. Back deep, Podacek. And McGregor. And it is nearly blocked. How he got that one away, angles it out of bounds, and a flag comes in at the end of the play. And I tell you what, we'll see what the call is here, and that will give the Storm a first down. It is running into the kicker, the call, and that's a 5-yard penalty Unless they call it roughing. I guess I'm not sure if it's roughing or running into. Running into. All right, so that is just a 5 yard, but that's still enough for a first down, as it was 4th and 3. And boy, the Ponies get the stop they needed. And that is... And rather, no, they're going to give this a roughing the kicker call. Up to the 47-yard line. And so a big penalty, the 4th of the game on the Ponies, and that is self-inflicting right there. You just can't have that. As they would have gotten the football back. And now the Storm continue on offense at their own 47. 1st and 10. And the give off the right side on the sweep here is to McGregor, and he gets some yardage moving forward up inside the 49. Just about at midfield. He'll pick up 2 on 1st down.
Number 72 is there.
3 carries, 27 yards in the first half so far for McGregor. Coming in now, Joshua Petrzewski replacing Caden Mooney here for the Storm. Petrzewski, a senior lineman. 2nd down and 8, Storm at its own 49, leading 20-0 early in the second quarter. In motion again, McGregor. McGlynn this time rolls to the left, looks downfield, runs into pressure, now steps up and runs, and just gets away and avoids the sack. And out of all of that, he'll get a yard in the process, but that's a great job by McGlynn. The Ponies were there and ready to take him down, but his athleticism just got himself away on another good pursuing play there for the Pony defense. 1 yard pickup for McGlynn on his first official run brings up 3rd and 7 right at the 50-yard line. With 10:09 and counting left to play in the first half, a 20-0 game. In motion, Lindgren. They fake the toss. They throw to the left, or right rather. It is incomplete. Paniak had it in his breadbasket and just looked upfield on the play and is unable to bring it in. And that would have been 1st down yardage. He had it right at the line. It would have maybe got a few more. And now a 4th down and 7 situation. And likely a punting situation right at midfield here for the Storm on the incompletion. And here's the snap. McGregor gets the punt away. A nice high punt right down the middle. Takes a good bounce to the sideline all the way down to the 5-yard line. As Podacek was racing after it, trying to maybe get a hand out and get some yardage, but a very good bounce for the Storm, and that is kind of how this first half has been thus far. They're getting some bounces and a couple key miscues by the Ponies. Again, their first game of the season, trying to work out the kinks here early on. They get it back at their own 5 here on North Country 99.3, as we'll keep it right here. Because again, 20-0 the score. In favor of the Storm, Ponies now at their own 5 on their next possession. 1st down and 10. Mortimer gives it up the middle. Connor Mercell running hard forward, getting a couple on 1st down. He's brought down at about the 7-yard line. 5 carries, 25 yards for Mercell to pace the Ponies' rushing offense. 2nd down and 8 here for Warren Alvarado Oslo from its own 7. And Mortimer under center takes the snap, gives it off near side to Podacek. Podacek spins his way forward, and he looks to have maybe a yard on the play, and he's met right away. And in on the stop there for the Storm, Juan Martinez, one of them. And that'll bring up 3rd down and about 6 or 7 here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. As Podacek will get about a yard on the play. So 3rd down here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. They split 2 wide receivers to the right. They toss it out right to Mercell, and Mercell's met at the 10-yard line, and he'll be short of the 1st down. As Lindgren and company in on the stop, Joshua Petrzewski there as well. And now a 4th down punting situation for the Ponies. And again, pinned back at their own 10-yard line, so their punter will be standing near the goal line. And a couple of their snaps have been bouncing on the ground, so they definitely need a much better snap on this one. Back deep here is Lindgren. And punting it here is Rodriguez again. This time a much better snap. Angles toward the sideline against the wind. And this one will go out of bounds near the 30-yard line. And we'll see where they spot it here. So a much better sequence on the punt there for the Ponies. Not a long kick by any means, but at least they get themselves out of deep field position. And the Storm now still with excellent field position nonetheless. Here again, a breezy night affects all the kickers and the punters as well. The Storm will start now at the Pony 29-yard line. First and 10, Storm on top, 20-0, and with the football. In motion is McGregor. McGlynn rolls to his left, looks to pass, throws downfield for Lindgren. Incomplete on the play as him and Jones were going for it. Lindgren hits the turf and some contact on the play, but no call. 7:54 to go in this second quarter, and an incompletion is the call. Brings up second down and 10 here for the Storm. Nonetheless, McGlynn having a nice first half throwing the football with four completions, 4 of 8 with a touchdown pass. 71 yards for Zachary McGlynn, the southpaw quarterback for the Storm this season. And second down and 10. McGlynn gives up the middle. Peterson running room and then some. And Peterson crosses the 25 up to the 24. And maybe even the 23, depending on their official spot here. And it is a 6-yard run for James Peterson.
23-yard line.
Third down and 4 for the Storm. Now at the Pony 23, clock winding, 7:25 and counting left to play in the first half in Argyle. And now we get a whistle, stoppage in play, and it'll be a timeout called by Coach Marcus and the Stephen Argyle Central Storm. 7:20 to play in the first half. Each team has used the timeout, and we will take another Earls Market timeout here on North Country 99.3, 20-0 Storm. Third down when we come back. And welcome back. Third down, right up the middle is Peterson with running room, breaking a couple of tackles inside the 15, and he's brought down at about the 13-yard line. James Peterson with another big run there, adds to his total. Has that 32-yard touchdown run earlier. And now gets the Storm down inside the 12-yard line, a run of 11. First down and 10 for the Storm. In motion is Lindgren. They give it to him running left. Now cuts it up middle. Lindgren inside the 5, and he's in for the touchdown. Good vision following his blockers up the middle. A lot of running room, and cuts it off that tight end on the left side, and Lindgren now with his second score of the ball game. Makes it a 26-0 lead for the Storm. And again, just a lot of speed in that backfield for the Storm. Now they'll lead the offense on the field and go for the two-point conversion attempt. Here is Lindgren in motion. They'll toss it left to Lindgren. Gets the corner, and Lindgren dives, and he's in for the two-point conversion.
Jason
6:53 to go in the first half. Pizza Hut scoreboard now reads, it's Stephen Argyle Central 28, Warren Alvarado Oslo nothing. Kickoff, and we come back here on North Country 99.3. And welcome back here on North Country 99.3 online, trfradio.com. 6:53 to go in the first half here at Jay Sorensen Memorial Field in Argyle, Minnesota. It is the Storm 28 and the Ponies nothing. Here in our Pizza Hut scoreboard, Kasprovich set to tee it up. Again, an 11-yard touchdown run for Lindgren, his second of the ballgame. And now booting it away, a squib kick here and fumbled on the play, and the Ponies have to down it. Jacob Rodriguez gets on top of it at about his own 28-yard line. So Rodriguez covers it up. Ponies will start from their own 28-yard line. Here for their next possession. So first down and 10 here for Warren Alvarado Oslo, in need of some offense and quick. Down 4 scores here midway through this second quarter. In motion is Potacek. And Mortimer gives off to Marcel, met right up the middle. And Marcel will get a yard, maybe two here on first down. Well, that'll bring up second down and eight. They will give him two. 27 yards on the ground for Connor tonight.
Joshua Petrzewski on the tackle.
So second down and eight here for Warren Alberto Oslo at their own 30-yard line. The give once again. This time Thomas Jones trying to find any kind of running room possible. And he'll get a yard up to the 31-yard line. First carry for Jones tonight. And again, just nothing there. That Storm defensive line winning the battle thus far in this first half, a quarter and a half in. Now third down and about seven here for Warren Alberto Oslo. Needing the 38 here for a first down. And Mortimer under center. Tyson Mortimer, hard count, tries to draw the Storm offside. They do not jump. And now Mortimer, a design quarterback keeper off the right side, gets some blocking ahead. And Mortimer dives out of bounds on the far sideline. And he will be short to the first down, depending on the official spot here. Looks like about the 34-yard line. A run of three for Mortimer on his third carry of the ball game. So fourth down and about four here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. And again, a punting situation. That wind swirling here in Argyle tonight. And punt angles to the sideline, and it will go out of bounds. Caught by Coach Miska of the Ponies and catches it just at about the 45-yard line. And that is where the Storm will take over. An excellent field position again at the Pony 45. 5:24 to go in this first half. That has been dominated by the home team tonight. The Storm leading 28-0 and now looking for more here on offense at the Pony 45. First down and 10. Here's McGlynn. Back to pass. Throws left. It is almost intercepted. Blaze Potacek was right there. He cut in front of Paniak and nearly caught that one, and if he had caught it, he might still be running. Incomplete as Potacek was getting ready to wind up for a big hit on Paniak. And that'll bring up second down and 10 for the Storm. Still at the Pony 45. So second down and 10. In motion goes Lindgren right to left. And they give this time Michael Jacobson back in at fullback, and Jacobson dives ahead. And he'll be close to the 40-yard line. A pickup of about five on the play Jacobson gets.
Third and five.
For his fifth carry of the ball game, now at 15 yards on the ground. A split in the backfield there for Peterson and Jacobson. A nice combo Stephen Argyle Central has, with McGregor and Lindgren on the wings. So third down and five at the 40-yard line, in motion. And they give it again. Jacobson up the middle, diving ahead forward. He's close to a first down. And it'll just all depend on the spot here. And it looked like he might be short. And it will be fourth and about inches here, maybe a half yard at most for the Storm, and they'll keep the offense out there. So a 9-yard run for Jacobson, fourth down, and no hesitation, they're going for it. Here's McGlynn, quarterback keeper, dropped the football, and I believe the Ponies got it, and they do. Fumble recovered by Kirby Kylan, and a big turnover forced by the Ponies, and they'll have it at their own 36-yard line. And that is a huge turn of events there. Again, the Ponies down by four scores here. Still looking for a first down here in this first half. And now perhaps some momentum here. And Mortimer Takes the snap, rolls out to the right, looks to pass, throws downfield. It is intercepted, I believe, on the far sideline. What a catch. Colin McGregor. How in the world did he stay in bounds? Just need 1 foot in high school, and McGregor got it. Unbelievable play for Colin McGregor. And the Storm will get it right back at their own 35 on the interception by McGregor. I mean, it was close, and McGregor did not step out of bounds, they say. He slid and caught it right near the sideline. So the Storm get it right back. Second Pony turnover after the first Storm turnover of the game. And now here's Lindgren on first down in motion. McGlynn throwing downfield and incomplete through the hands of Peterson, as he had Kroll deep downfield open, but he decided to go the underneath route instead to Peterson, but through his hands and incomplete. So second down and 10 upcoming here for the Storm at their own 35, following a pair of turnovers back-to-back here for each team. And second down run, they give it to Jacobson, running off the right side. Jacobson plows his way forward, and he's met by Jones. And also Kylan in on the stop, as Jacobson gets himself up near the 41-yard line. A run of 6 for Jacobson. And that'll bring up 3rd and 4 now for the Storm. So 3rd and 4 here for Stephen Argyle Central. 3:24 and counting left in the first half. 28-0 Storm lead. In motion goes Lindgren. They toss it left. Lindgren cuts it upfield. Breaks a tackle. Lindgren still on his feet. Lindgren down the right sideline. Inside the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Lindgren from 59 yards.
Lindgren takes it the distance.
As Lindgren shook off one man, and that's all he needed, sprung by another great series of blocks up front. And Lindgren with the hat trick in the first half, his 3rd touchdown on the ground. And now Kasprowicz on for his 4th extra. He's 2 for 3. Good snap, good hold, kick on the way, it is up, and it is good. Here for Jaden Kasprowicz. 3:07 to go in the first half. It is the Storm 35 and the Ponies nothing. Ponies getting the football back when we come back. And welcome back here at North Country 99.3. Line drive kick by Kasprowicz, returned by Nathan Sedlacek, sophomore, a fullback and linebacker. Gets it up to the 36. And so pretty good field position here for Warren Alvarado Oslo. Again, they got athleticism on their team. They're down their starting quarterback tonight, which is key, but at the same time, plenty of athletes there. They're just not winning that battle on the line of scrimmage, and that is crucial. Let's see if they can get something going here late in the first half. And they try a reverse here to Marcel, and just drives his legs forward, and Marcel, a nice job getting something out of nothing. He was met right away at the line, and Marcel trying to get his team fired up here. He picks up about maybe a yard on the play. Second down and about 9 here for the Ponies. 2:35 and counting left in half number 1 from Argyle. Split out wide to the right here. Jackson Winterovich, good athlete in both football and basketball for the Ponies. Second down, they toss it right. This is Marcel trying to cut it upfield. Bounces off a couple of tacklers. Spins his way forward out of bounds inside the 44. And a good second down run there for Marcel. Clock keeps running. 2:12 and counting left. An 8-yard run brings up 3rd and 1 here for the Ponies of Warren Alvarado Oslo. Marcel now up to 36 yards on the ground, as the Ponies need the 46 to move the chains here. So actually 3rd and about 2 instead. at the 44-yard line. And fumbled snap again. Ball is loosed, and they're fighting over it. And it looks like it will be fourth down, as they say the Ponies do get back under it as Mortimer covers it up.
But it will be fourth and three.
And that'll back him up a yard on the fumble. So fourth down and three here for Warren Elbrey to Waslo. And now what do you do here? You know, you're down big. You just got to get something going. And if you're the Ponies, you just got to think about going for it here. Late in the first half, obviously a situation where if you don't get it, the Storm get another crack at it before the first half. And it looks like they're letting the clock wind down here. Two timeouts left in the back pocket of Coach Miska, and he will use one now. And they will do just that. So one timeout remaining for the Ponies. 1:06 to go. It's an Earls Market timeout. And welcome back here on North Country 99.3. And the Ponies lining up as if they're going to punt here. Again, a fourth and three situation at their own 43. And back to punt. Rodriguez gets this one away. Nice end-over-end punt this time. Lindgren calls for the fair catch, and he dives after it. Ball is loose on the ground, and the Ponies have come up with it. A huge break for the Ponies. Podacek gets his hands on it for the fumble recovery, and the Ponies will get it back at the Storm 36. So now it is up to the Ponies to try and cash in here and get something on the board before this half expires. First and 10, Mortimer pitches out left. Here's Marcel running hard to the left, and he crosses the 35 up to the 33, a run of three. Therefore, Marcel on his ninth carry of the ballgame. Ponies in hurry-up mode, one timeout left. Second and 7, clock under 45 seconds left, and still counting here in this first half. And they'll hustle the line here. Under 40 seconds left now. Podacek split out wide to the right. Second down and 7. Mortimer looking to pass. Wants it all. Oh, and he's brought down for the sack instead. He was looking deep for Podacek. Just about to unwind it. And he's taken down on the play. It is Trent Voitilla. And now we get the clock still moving here. And the Ponies called timeout, so they'll have to readjust the clock, I believe. And 21 seconds they'll have to readjust it to. But a sack on the play. Voitilla in on the sack there for the Storm. And that is a big loss back to the 40-yard line. A loss of 7 on the play. We'll keep it right here. Ponies use their third and final timeout of this first half. So now 21 seconds to go. It'll be third down and 14 here for Warren Elbrey to Waslo. Again, they were looking for the home run ball. Podacek had a step on his man downfield, and Mortimer was just a second away from getting rid of it, but then Voitilla met him and knocked him down for the sack. So third down and 14 for the Ponies. Needing the 26, 21 seconds to go in the half. Mortimer fakes the toss, now gives it off. Podacek breaks the tackle. Podacek down the sideline, angles out of bounds, inside the 25-yard line, has a first down. Got just enough yardage that he needed. And now clock stops with 15.2 seconds to go. A 15-yard run for Podacek. So first and 10, Warren Elbrey to Waslo at the 25 in Storm territory. 35-0 Storm leading. Mortimer under center, Podacek split wide to the right. They're looking again. They throw downfield to the end zone. It is incomplete. Diving after it on the play was Jackson Winterovich. And just out of his reach by a few yards. Clock stopped at 9.3 seconds left in the half. So second and 10 now for the Ponies. Time for perhaps one, maybe two more plays here in this second quarter. And Mortimer takes the snap, pressured on the play, rolls to the right, takes off and runs. Mortimer cuts it back, dives ahead, but stays in bounds. And, or did he get out of bounds? And they say he got out of bounds. A good run for Mortimer. Or no, they did. He did not get out of bounds. They have to start the clock as soon as it's spotted, and that will do it. Mortimer just couldn't get out of bounds, and that'll be the end of the first half. As they thought maybe he got out of bounds, but again, clock will restart as soon as the ball is spotted, and that is it for the first half. But a good run by Mortimer, and just could not get out of bounds on the play. Halftime score, Storm 35, and the Ponies nothing on our Pizza Hut scoreboard.
We will send it now down to the field where Coach Ethan Marcus is down there. And Tommy, take it away.
Thank you, Chris, here with Coach Marcus. Well, Coach, a pretty complete half by your guys, up 35 to nothing. Big plays both sides. Your thoughts so far?
Well, it, you know, disappointing end there that, you know, A, we turn the ball over like that and make this careless mistake, you know, and it's not even halftime yet here, and the guy, you know, just a careless mistake that shouldn't happen, and that, you know, that should have been us knocking on the door at the end there instead of them. And credit to them, they made a drive out of it, and we got to be sharper in the second half.
Yeah, both teams obviously had a couple of turnover problems there. Well, I guess in particular, what are you hoping to clean up here in the final two quarters?
Well, we just got to sharpen it up. It's 35-0, okay, and it's no time to celebrate and have fun. It's we can save that for later. We got to sharpen up and just take care of the football, execute, and finish out the game.
All right, well, that's Coach Ethan Marcus with the Storm leading 35-0. Thanks, Coach. Well, Chris, you were right. A solid half, but obviously Coach Marcus has a couple things he'd like to see his team just sharpen up a little bit early in the season. But still, nice start for them here at this home game. Back to you.
Well, it is a nice start, but as Coach Marcus said, not happy with maybe the guys getting a little loose, leading 35-0, which is to be expected by these young 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds. You see it all the time. You get that big lead. It's tough to keep the pedal on the metal. Just keep things going at 110% like they were earlier. But we'll see after a little pep talk from Coach Marcus. Yeah. Stephen Argyle leads the Warren El Dorado Oslo Ponies 35-0.
And welcome back here on the Jay Swanson Insurance Halftime Report. Here from Argyle tonight at Jay Swanson Memorial Field. Halftime score, Stephen Argyle Central 35, Warren El Dorado Oslo nothing. Ponies had something going. They're late and just could not get in the end zone as they came up short, as it was a good play there by Mortimer as he tried to dive out of bounds. Storm somehow kept him in. It was a first down and goal situation with 0.6 seconds left. Clock stopped before the ball was spotted, and then they had to restart the clock right away, as again, that's the rule, is once the ball is spotted, the clock expired, and that was it. The Ponies would have had a good shot if he had got out of bounds, but again, just came up short. Halftime score, Storm 35, and the Ponies nothing. Let's look at our first half numbers now, courtesy of Jay Swanson Insurance. And again, first off, team numbers, 4 penalties on the Ponies, 1 on the Storm, each team with 2 turnovers in the half. We had a fumble lost and an interception for the Ponies, and then 2 fumbles lost by the Storm in that first half. And just a rundown of possessions here for the first half. Storm would turn it over on downs in Pony territory. Ponies would then punt it away. Storm would cash in right away in good field position. A 7-yard touchdown run by Jason Lindgren. And that would put him up 7-0 with the Kasprovich extra point. And then the next possession, it was another punt by Warren Alvarado Oslo. Excuse me. And then the Storm would get great field position again, this time at the Pony 32, and just took him one play, a 32-yard touchdown run by James Peterson. And that would also be good on the extra point by Kasprovich, made it 14-0 Storm. And then also late in the first quarter of play, the Ponies would fumble the football in their next possession. Cole Schepanski would recover it, and the Storm again would capitalize on a Pony turnover for the second time in the quarter. And they would go on the drive from the Pony 33 and take it in from 5 yards out on a touchdown pass from Zachary McGlynn to Brandon Kroll. Extra point would be no good, and that was 20-0 Storm at the end of the first quarter. Ponies would then punt, Storm would punt, Ponies punt again, and then the Storm get great field position again at the Pony 29, 11-yard touchdown run by Jason Lindgren. And the two-point conversion was good on the run by Lindgren as well. And that made it 28-0 Storm midway through the second quarter. And a whole series of possessions for each team. Ponies punted away. The Storm would fumble it on fourth down on the snap, recovered by Kirby Kylan, the first Storm turnover of the game. And then the Ponies would have the next play intercepted by Colin McGrath.